again to the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast. This is episode 306. I am the Padawan Ben Pierce. He is the Professor Elio Canella.
Class is in session.
Absolutely, sir. And you know what? Especially after what we witnessed on SmackDown last night, folks, when we get to that section of the review, here's a spoiler for you. I'm taking that section of the review because we have shit to discuss. You know, there's themes on this podcast, folks. One of which is, you know, we talk about, you know, movies, music, and we sometimes make references to the DeLorean. Mostly that's over on Tuesday timeline, which will be in full effect on Tuesday, so make sure you tune into that. But there's two themes that I like to keep in mind every time that I do a podcast, and that is logic and continuity. And I may be in the minority with this one. Everybody may be kissing Hollywood Rock's ass. I don't care. This particular segment made no sense at all. So, in the news business, that's what we call a delayed lead. So, keep that in mind when we get to the SmackDown section of the review. In other news, we have the rest of the week in wrestling. We also have a tournament / list to go over. That Elio has located, and we're actually switching the tournament that we were going to do because we think that this one's better. So you guys should be enjoying that a little bit later on. And then to wrap it up, we have Wrestling Roulette. And I got to tell you, folks, I'm almost a little hesitant to do Wrestling Roulette this week because I kind of killed it last week, so I put extra pressure on myself to deliver that same kind of performance this week.
And we may or may not have a couple of murder mysteries. I'm going to see what I can find here on my iPad.
Death, destruction, mayhem, disembodied eyes. What else do you have for me this evening? And if you're listening and you're like, disembodied eyes, what are you talking about? Just stay on air with me here. I'm referring to Elio scaring the shit out of me when we opened the Zoom room with one of his typical scary horror pictures. But this time, he actually offended me a little bit because he took a childhood classic of mine in E.T. and managed to make it all weird and freaky, and I don't appreciate that.
So, I didn't even plan that. That was just a last minute thing.
Well, somehow those last minute things sometimes turn into the best laid plans. But now that we've got you all situated for the lineup this evening, make sure you have refreshments. And we will have the wrestling talk for you right here on the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast. Elio, I feel like I'm talking too much. How the hell are you?
I'm doing well. How has your week been?
Very slow, my friend. Very slow.
I know, right? It's like it feels like days drag on into months and weeks.
Well, you know, and in case you're thinking that's because of your elevated age, you're now 50. That's not the case.
No, it's not the case. It's the days itself. It's like some days are like so long, it's much longer.
Yes, well, and with the season getting ready to change before too long. I know you said you have snow today, but believe it or not, warm weather is rapidly approaching.
Well, today's 23rd. So spring's already here.
Actually, fuck, you're exactly right. I I've been so busy this week, I kind of lost track of that. But you're exactly right. What I have not lost track of is what the hell is going on in professional wrestling this week. So without further ado,
Get into Money at Raw.
let's get into that. Yeah, indeed. Sorry, Elio, I have to minimize you so I can access the Raw review. Hang on. There we go.
I thought I showed you how to do it so you can see me in the little corner up there on.
No, I see you, but
Oh, okay.
at the time I had you on full screen and I
Oh,
had
right,
to
okay, I understand.
minimize you for the time being.
Yep.
So, to start out Raw, with the high points, I would say high point was the promo between Jimmy and Jay.
Yep.
I really enjoyed that. And I would also say DIY versus the Creed Brothers. That was awesome. I was actually thinking that they were gonna give it to the Creed Brothers, but given the history of DIY and the fact that they've been associated with NXT for so long and I've actually been with WWE over a decade. I'm really happy that they're gonna get a WrestleMania moment. And we all know that the Creed brothers are on the come up and both of them, especially Julius Creed in my opinion, and this is no disrespect to Brutus whatsoever, because I think he's great also. I just think that Julius has star quality written all over them, or written all over him. So the time will come for the Creed Brothers, but I am very happy that they pulled the trigger for DIY during WrestleMania season. So that's a high point for me. Let's see here, and then. The next high point I had was, well, certainly not that. That's a low point. What is it? And then actually, you know what? That's gonna be it for high points, because I can't bring myself to care about Nia Jax and Becky Lynch. I'm not going to go as far as to give it a low point, because that's not fair, because it was a good match, but I just don't care.
Yeah.
But low points that did make the cut, as I'm scrolling back up, give me a second. The first one has to be Ricochet versus Dominic Mysterio.
Okay.
That was just very strange. I mean, I'm
Yeah,
glad
that was weird.
because I'm just kind of over the whole thing with Awesome Truth and particularly R-Truth and Judgment Day.
How'd you go from Ricochet and Dominic to Awesome Truth?
No, because that's the storyline that was playing into this match,
Oh, okay, yeah, I understand, I understand. Go on.
because of the fact that JD McDonagh couldn't beat Ricochet, or didn't get the job done last week, mommy sicked Dominic on Ricochet to
Yeah.
show him how to get the job done. But newsflash, Dominic failed. So that was a low point. And then I didn't like the promo between Sami Zayn and Gunther.
Okay.
There's just something about it that was missing for me. And then Awesome Truth versus Indusher, because who could possibly give a shit? And then And those were my highs and lows for Monday Night Raw. What did you have?
All right, so I had that Jimmy and Jay segment, the DIY Creed Brothers. No, this is probably the one of Cody's best promos, but we could have done without the language, I guess. You can have a good promo if you can have a good promo, and that like getting your point across, you don't really have to use the language like every time because The Rock does it.
Well, and that's why they did it, because people were online this week talking about how it was unfair that The Rock can drop F-bombs all over the place and nobody else can.
But I'm saying, while other fans are complaining about the language, that Cody didn't have to use language in his promo, yet they want the Attitude Era back, and some still think that we're back in that era.
Well, I don't think so. I think it's very obvious exactly. That we're not.
I hate wrestling fans that mention that.
Yes, of course, as I always say, when Elio gets upset and stuff like that, not only do I find it entertaining, but I do have to drop this disclaimer. When Elio gets upset, he's not referring to the esteemed listeners of this show, because you're intelligent and we very much appreciate you, but we're referring to the internet wrestling community at large.
Yep.
And specifically the X or Twitter community large.
I mean, the Becky Lynch, I put in a high point, but like you, I really don't care about this match. But I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, the main event of WrestleMania is The Rock and Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns and... Sorry, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes, right?
That's the main event of Night 1. Yeah,
okay. So, is that match overshadowing Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre?
Yes. By a long shot. You know, I think it's the right move. I think Drew McIntyre is the right guy to have that match with Seth Rollins. But I think with everything going on with The Rock and Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre are being overshadowed. And that doesn't mean that Drew McIntyre or Seth Rollins isn't doing a fantastic job. It's just that all of the focus is on The Rock and Roman and Cody and Seth and not, Drew McIntyre versus Seth. I mean, how many promos have we had for The Rock and Roman, etc., and how many have we had for Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins?
Not many. So, they just kept them out there enough to let everyone know that this match is still a part of WrestleMania.
Well, and sadly, the one drawback to this, and I have to be honest with you folks, this WrestleMania season to me has been awesome. Okay, this feels like a WrestleMania season, though I will stand by everything negative that I've said about The Rock and Cody, because everything that I've said throughout this entire developing story, I believe to be the case, and I'm not one to back down from my opinion or... anything like that. So everything that I have said up to this point still bears credence, and I want you to keep that in mind, because what I'm gonna say next is probably the most controversial thing in relation to WrestleMania season that I could say. As good as this whole Rock, Roman, Cody saga has been, it has overshadowed everything else. and made everything else a second fiddle. So pretty much everything that Roman has said about the World Heavyweight title, and I'm using that as an example because, you know, because we're just talking about Seth and Drew, you know, the World Heavyweight title seems like second fiddle, and every other match on this card seems like second fiddle. And I don't like that. I understand it's a massive deal, and I'm excited about it, and they've done great things to turn what could have been a massive clusterfuck into a gold mine. And I give credit where it's due to all parties involved for fixing that scenario when it was going to be The Rock versus Roman. You know, just period, and nothing else. But that being said, everything that's not related to that story, pardon the pun, feels unfinished and feels like it's just the side dishes. And to me, that's a mistake because every single thing on WrestleMania needs to feel important. And that's something that not only this season, but in past seasons has been really lacking, because WrestleMania has become a situation where everybody gets on the show and everybody gets their time and blah, blah, blah. I've never really been an advocate, again, pardon the pun, I've never really been an advocate for that. I think WrestleMania should be reserved for the best of the best. And kept that way. But since it's become a two-day extravaganza, they got to pack, you know, everything that they can to fill it up. And, you know, even before they were doing the 2-day WrestleManias, they were packing everything into 8 hours, and I was falling asleep on my buddy Jeff's couch before the main event started. You know, so this WrestleMania season does have its drawbacks, and I think the drawbacks are, you know, The Rock and Roman dominating everything, even though that's what people want to see right now. And I don't think people were thinking about that going into this. You know, I think people at large got so wrapped up in, like, oh my God, you know, yeah, that everything else just kind of got lost. And I wish that wasn't the case.
Okay, there's something that bothers me. The world. Well, is this the world? Is this their fan access thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, pretty much that low points, I've got Indusher, Indy Hartwell, Candice LeRae, McShane, Dominic Mysterio.
Okay. Sounds good.
So, those are my high points, low points for Monday Night Raw.
Very good. And I can't see the clock, but are we getting any...
We should probably go into a commercial. We got like 5 minutes, and then I'm going to go downstairs and get my stuff done.
Very good. And folks, with that, we'll take our first break of the evening. I realize it was a little bit of a short recording, but we did restart to clean some stuff up for you, but have no fear because the rest of the recordings will be normal length and you'll get a regular length show. So without further ado, Elio, take us into our first break and we'll be right back.
All right, we're back and we're gonna get into NXT.
Yay.
Okay, I'm ready. Because this NXT, what? I do not understand. Okay, here we go.
Oh, God.
High points. I like this new Roxanne Perez, the heel Roxanne Perez. So her and Tatum Paxley, I give that one a high point. Then another one to Axiom and Nathan Frazer versus NQCC, twenty I call them fuckers.
No quarter catch crew.
No, I don't care. I'm calling them NQCC. Fuck that.
I'm just clarifying for the listeners, that's all.
No, actually, you know what? I'm not gonna give that a high point. I'm gonna give it a low point because I don't like the no quarter catch crew. I'm gonna give a high point because I like this match. Solo Ruka and Brinley Reese.
Yeah, I saw a clip of Sol Ruka's new finisher. That was dope.
You talk about that modified RKO?
Yeah, but it's like backwards.
Yeah, so when I told you about when I first saw her, when I that one match I had with Lola Vice on Level Up,
Yeah,
I like that finisher.
that was awesome.
Right, so that I'm gonna give that a half point. You know what? I couldn't care less about Trick Williams and Noam Dar. I don't care if it was a main event. This one gets a low point. I don't care.
Why? What?
Trick Williams and Noam Dar.
Okay, so let me clarify, folks, because it's true that I don't watch the show in its entirety weekly because I just don't have to, so I don't. But I have seen enough to understand that is there a love interest connection thing going on between Trick and the Last Legend.
Oh, I have no idea. I know what you're talking about, and I have no idea what's going on there. Stop it. Make it stop. Stop things are alive.
Please.
If I want drama, I'll watch General Hospital. And yes, I have
Please.
watched it. Real men watch General Hospital, so shut up.
Okay.
Are you okay? All right.
Hospital
Well, there you go.
reference
Now you have one. All right.
any podcast I was ever a part of. Good God.
Those are high points, low point. First of all, okay, so the OC were on SmackDown, right?
Yes.
And they lost, right?
Yeah, they lost
So
to
they're not going to be in the ladder match for the tag team championships.
correct.
However, they're going to be in them in the match for the NXT tag team championships.
Why?
They beat Hank and Tank. What? What?
Well, see, the one positive thing that I can say about the OC and NXT is that, as we've seen with guys like Baron Corbin, they really have, like resuscitated careers in some cases, but I can't really say that with the OC, because the OC shouldn't be in this position because of how good we know that they are and how they've been pushed in other places like Japan and what such. But it's confusing to me, but I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make like the OC into like a rebuild, like Baron Corbin kind of, because they're kind of on the outs with AJ. So it's like, what the fuck are they gonna do now?
Okay. However, go
The
on.
fact that they don't know what to do with the OC is fucking ridiculous.
However, I like what they're doing where the OC are heels in NXT, but their faces on SmackDown.
Yeah, and did you actually see the match from SmackDown?
Yeah.
Okay, because they dominated the vast majority of that match. I was actually shocked by that. But you know, I'm not surprised that Waller in theory won the thing based on, you know, based on what we've seen on TV recently, but I was you know, positively floored that the OC dominated the majority of that match. So maybe that's part of their new push. I mean, I'm trying to figure it out.
No, Ben, you know, okay, I think I brought this up already, about who was the first to do the heel in one company and face in another company.
Remind me, because I don't recall.
It was the Rockers in 1987. They were faces in AWA and they were heels in Memphis Wrestling, and they had a match against the Rock and Roll Express.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I don't think you've mentioned that before, but
Yeah, the so we saw a heel Shawn Michaels in 1987.
okay. Cool.
All right, another little point is Drew Gulak and Riley Osborne segment. I don't care about this Riley Osborne. There's no character there. He's boring. Then we had another.
Yeah, I
Then we
don't know.
had an Obafemi segment, where he met his next two challengers, being Dijak, and I can't think of the other one off. And
you want me to look it up?
if you want to look that up, but I know it was Dijak and
Let
someone
me see.
else.
TV report.
Let me see if I can find it as well.
Hold on. On the fly research, folks, give us a second.
Because see, I well, see, so I don't have to get mad at my mom. I told her to that she can delete my wrestling after the week is up because I already have my notes.
Yeah.
So, however, in this case,
Hold on. I'm getting it right now. Hang on one second.
all right. And while Ben is doing that, I'm gonna go over my final low point. Tony D'Angelo's promo. Ben, I'm very upset with Tony D'Angelo.
Why is that?
So he brought in this guy, Luca Crucifino, which you already know my thoughts on him. I don't like him. I think his character is stupid. It's a heel character that works, but I just don't like it, especially when your catchphrase is absolutely.
Oh God. So remind me, what was your original question?
Obafemi is the next challengers. You know what? I'm gonna go to. Wait, why don't I just go to Bleacher? It's on Bleacher. Hold on.
Let me see where I'm trying to
No, don't worry
see
about
where
it.
she was
Don't worry
or
about it.
where he was in the.
Don't worry about it. I have it right here in front of me. It is. Yeah, that's it. It's Josh Briggs and Dijak.
Okay, very good.
So, you see why I couldn't remember? It's Josh Briggs. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of yeah.
But like, so, and, Briggs called Dijak a rip off of Shaft.
Oh
I'm
my God.
like,
Richard Roundtree, please don't roll in your grave. I'm
what?
begging.
Right? You know what? But so okay, here's my problem with Tony D'Angelo. So you brought in this guy, Luca Crucifino, as his consigliere.
Oh, Lord.
Then what's wrong with that?
That I don't think that's how the mob works.
No, but that word, what's wrong with that word?
That's not even how you say that word.
It's consigliere Italiano, I capito.
Exactly. Have we ever seen The Godfather, folks? Please. By the way, this is Ben Pierce speaking, the real Ben Pierce, not the one that turns it up a little bit for this show. But please, so this is the nice guy out of character. If you have not seen that movie, please, I beg of you. It is a masterpiece.
It's an offer you can't refuse.
That was very, very good. Holy shit. Sometimes I forget you're Italian. I mean, you pull that shit out. I mean, like, I start looking for Marlon Brando behind me. It's like, holy good lord. Alright. Paging Marlon Brando. Good God.
But that's all I've got for NXT, and I guess we're going to watch AEW and Ben. AEW. Give me a minute here. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
No, you said you were doing SmackDown. I'm just saying AEW.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to cover for you while you took them.
No, I'm back.
Okay.
So AEW from Toronto. First of all, okay. The only two high points I have is Eddie Kingston, Kazuchika Okada, and Adam Copeland and Christian Cage.
I agree.
But the only problem I have with that match is the pitcher-in-pitcher and cutting the commercials. Like, why would you have a match like that? If you're gonna go into pitching, and go to commercial during the match,
I agree.
It's a low point. Hook and Chris Jericho.
Wow, but can I ask you a question? And I promise you, folks, I am not trying to sound like a whiny bitch. AKA what Cody Rhodes calls the carny succubus. I don't think he knows what a succubus actually is, but okay.
Exactly.
But nonetheless, in what world is it logical for Hook to beat Chris Jericho? Now, before you answer, because believe it or not, that's not a rhetorical question. But before you answer, let me say this. I understand, you know, Chris Jericho being the resident veteran there, and maybe he wants to put over a young guy, and I commend him for that. But the issue that I'm having with Hook specifically is that you want me to believe that this kid, and I don't mean that disrespectfully, I'm just saying because he's so incredibly young. You mean to tell me that Chris Jericho is going to look like a bitch next to Hook? And I got to tell you, that one suplex where they sold it, like, Chris Jericho almost got knocked out.
Wait, I don't know, his head? Like,
yeah.
I
don't think that was part of the show. I think that they were legitimately checking on him. I could be wrong, but that, when he landed on his head, that didn't look right.
Is that the one part where afterwards he kicked Hook in the face?
I believe so.
Yes, that was real, because, Hook fucked up, so Jericho, like, legit, for real, kicked him in the face. Like, to tell him, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. But it's just, like, but it's not even just that. But it's, like, Jericho at the very end of the match, before the pin, right? So, Jericho, tries to you know, slip out of, Jericho's trying to slip out of the redrum submission, right? And he does, but the punches that he throws after he escapes it, they were like cartoon punches. And I swear to God, sometimes I wish we were a video podcast, because I'm gonna demonstrate to Elio what these punches look like to me.
Uh-oh.
It looked like slow motion like this. And it was just like, come on, Chris, what are you doing? It's like, you know, I'm disabled in one arm, and that arm can throw a faster punch. I mean, well, you know what the fuck? And I'm supposed to believe that Hook can not only beat Chris Jericho, but suplex, you know, Khan and Tony Leona. Are you kidding me?
I know, right? He shouldn't be throwing guys like that around. He shouldn't be throwing guys like Brody King around.
When did he throw Brody King
around? No, I'm saying he shouldn't be throwing guys that size around.
Because I was getting ready to throw hands at my screen for real if you threw Brody King around.
No, I'm just using an example. Like, guys that size, you shouldn't be throwing them around like that, like they were nothing.
It's just, so on one hand, I understand Jericho wanting to get Hulk over, but honestly, I don't think there's a lot there with Hulk.
Oh my God, and then after the match, though, Jericho giving him all this praise to call him a future champion.
That was enough to make me ill. Now,
what?
if Hook is a future world champion, then I'm not in a wheelchair. It's not going to happen unless his father owns the promotion.
And then another low point I had was tonight, Storm and Mariah May versus Diana Perazzo and Thunder Rosa, and I purposely did that because that's what the autocorrect did. It took Tony Storm and it did change it to Tonight Storm.
Oh, Lord.
And this match was so random. Swerve versus the Butcher.
Thank you. What the fuck was that? This was the Butcher making his 2024 debut. This is how easily, you know, Tony Khan seemingly forgets who's on his roster.
Seriously.
It's almost April, Mr. Khan.
Right?
If you're not going to use these people, why are you employing them?
It's just, it amazes me. I don't know. But that's all I've got for AEW. When I move over to SmackDown.
Well, yeah, because I don't have anything else to add. You pretty much covered my high points and low points.
Alright. Go ahead.
So let's move on to SmackDown. Okay, now let's talk about the matches first. Okay, so high point was Rey Mysterio, Santos Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would have preferred to see that match at WrestleMania, not 3 weeks beforehand, but that's just me. But
how many matches have they had? Two?
At least two.
All right, and who won the first one?
I want to say it was Santos.
And last night, I forget who won last night.
Santos.
So you won both. Okay, I mean, I was gonna say they could have had the third one at WrestleMania, but he already won both.
Well, and I don't know that for a fact, but it just seems weird. And then
actually, I'm gonna just check that out. Go ahead.
The next high point was actually, match-wise, I didn't have any more high points, but low points, the Street Profits versus
AOP.
Yeah, because Okay, now I understand that these guys probably wouldn't look good on ladders, so the result I'm okay with. But aren't they supposed to be pushing the final testament?
Yep.
What are we doing here?
All right.
So I would have a bigger problem with the result if it wasn't a ladder match that they were competing to get into. Because I don't know how you make these guys look good in a ladder match talking about AOP because they're fucking huge. And I really like AOP, but it's just so I'm expecting the Hurt Prophets and Final Testament at Mania.
Say the Hurt. You call them the Hurt Prophets?
Well, that's what I call them because I'm not gonna call them the fucking Pride. It's
no,
just no.
No, I'm like I did you mean the Street Prophets or did you call them the Hurt Prophets?
I call them the Hurt Prophets.
I kind of like that. I don't know. Sure. Let's go.
It's better than the Pride.
Right?
For fuck's sake.
Wait, have they even officially called them that?
The Pride? Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
They've actually said it on television?
Yes.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Shows you how much I pay attention.
Elliot with the one-liners today. Holy
No, I'm serious. No, I'm serious. It shows how much I pay attention to commentary.
No, I know, but it's just,
yeah.
You're catching me off guard several times tonight. That's really good. Now, let's talk about this final segment. Number one, I like the fact, let's talk about the positives first. Okay? And then I want to get your take on this. I won't take any more than 5 minutes.
Okay.
But, so I like the fact that they had Cody seemingly have gotten at least one up on Roman because he outsmarted him. Because, you know, Heyman was sneaking around backstage all night saying that Cody was alone, and then, you know, out comes Roman with a snap of the fingers after the in-ring conversation for Jimmy and Solo to surround the ring, and then here comes Jimmy and Seth to back up, or Jay and Seth to back up Cody. So I like that. I like the fact that they didn't have Cody look like dumbass babyface syndrome kind of thing.
Yeah.
But here's where he kind of like lost me. And I was almost getting ready to call this podcast dumbass babyface syndrome. Because before that, right, when they're in the ring and they're doing their talking points and all that, I'm fine with everything that the two of them said, except for one thing that Cody did. Why in the fuck? And this is a, and I'm posing this question to you, Elio, because maybe you have a thought. But why in the hell would you have Cody try to shake Roman's hand?
I know, right? Did you really think Roman was going to shake his hand?
Well, there's that. And the fact that that his family has slapped you in the face. You know, they've talked about your mother. They've done all sorts of things. They screwed you out of, I mean, Roman screwed you out of the title last year. You know, The Rock is coming in here, slapping you in the face, taking your title shot, making you look like a cuck, destroying the Royal Rumble in the process.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't gotten over that. That's the one piece that they just never really made make sense out of this whole thing. Was, you know, just bastardizing the Royal Rumble. But after all that, you're going to shake his hand and say, "May the best man win." Like, you know, there's something to be said for being a babyface, and I get it, but come on, Cody. You can't possibly be that stupid.
Okay, Ben, I'm sorry. Was the first time that, sorry, going back to Rey and Santos, was their first match for the U.S. Championship?
I believe so.
So, okay, that was on September 29th. Rey defeated Santos. So they both won match each. So I'm guessing they're gonna have a third one at WrestleMania.
Okay, well that makes sense then. You know, and honestly, here's the other thing that drove me nuts, because I understand that in terms of numbers and stuff like that, that this is where they're trying to place Roman Reigns. But honestly, would you put Roman Reigns in the same sentence as guys like San Martino, Flair, Rock, Austin, Cena, et cetera, et cetera?
How do you mean?
Would you put Roman Reigns on the level of a Bruno San Martino, a Flair, a Rock, an Austin, a Cena, a Hart?
No. Those guys are on a different level. Like, when they have their different style, especially San Martino.
Yeah. So it's just like, no. So that's not getting, I didn't like that either. So, you know, and the other thing is, instead of shaking Cody's hand, Roman shakes Paul Heyman's hand. I would have slapped his hand away. Get the fuck off me. I'm the final boss. You know, I'm the tribal chief. What, you want me to acknowledge you by shaking your hand? At least give me something.
Yeah. I mean, this week, sir, shows were a bit not good. They were just okay. They were nothing stood out.
Well, I honestly told my mom, I said, what, you know, because she asked me if I was excited to come on tonight, and the answer is always yes, because, you know, I enjoy hanging out with you, and you know, and we're pretty much family at this point, you know, and, you know,
wow,
this is
wow.
Just
what... I already told you, us Canelos torture our younger siblings by scaring them.
Exactly. See? And so obviously I'm going to come on here and have a good time with you, but I honestly told her, like, I don't know how we're going to do this show because nothing happened. and she was like, well, why do it then? And I said, because, you know, because it's the road to WrestleMania and it'd be very weird to miss a show this close to WrestleMania.
Mama Pierce, you can join us on the show.
Well, I don't think that she would.
Let me tell you, I was thinking about that when the Rock said that Mama Rhodes, that was some deliberate shit right there. The one line that ran through my head was, "You won't see from around here, are you?"
Exactly. Oh God, all kinds of references today. Deliverance, Godfather. Those we don't know are classic shit. But, you know, it's just, it didn't land for me because, you know, Cody is still trying to play cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at some point, Cody's got to get pissed off here.
Right.
You know, he didn't get pissed off when you slapped him in the face. You didn't get pissed off when he was comparing you to fucking chicken nuggets. you know. What in the fuck are we doing here? So, and that brings up our earlier point where you said Cody didn't have to cuss and all to get your point across. Well, neither does The Rock, but the fact
That's
is,
true.
the fact of the matter is this: if you not to steal a Rock line, but but it's just like The Rock has destroyed Cody in his promos, destroyed his family in his promos. You're going after his mother for Christ's sake. And for me, this is just me talking, and this is gonna sound like a podcast rah-rah thing. No. For me, if anybody mentions my mother, and this is real life. Now, this isn't me being tough for a wrestling podcast behind the keyboard. No. If someone comes after my mother, you got a problem. Like I'm not gonna be singing catchphrases or doing any of that shit. You mentioned my mom. You got a problem, and I would assume that that's the case with a lot of people watching this show, right? And I said the same thing when Nia, or I'm sorry, when Trish was bringing up Becky's kid. I'm like, why isn't that the launching point for a feud? Why aren't they paying attention to that from Becky's perspective? Because when you bring up family, when you bring up someone's mother, it's an entirely different level of insult. And I'll tell you a story, and this is not something I'm proud of, but this is just something that actually happened. When I was in high school, and I'm not advocating that you do this, that you might get suspended or expelled or whatever. So that's not the point. But somebody said something about my mother after I told him repeatedly not to. So I acted like I was laughing. I turned the wheelchair on. I turned it up full speed, and I bashed the cafeteria table into the guy. And pinned him between the table and the wall, and I said very calmly, "Don't go after my mother ever again." And I walked away. So that is the level of intensity that I want from anybody, not just Cody Rhodes. I'm not just saying this because it's babyface bitch Cody. I'm saying this to anybody. When family gets mentioned, I want to see some real intensity pop up where you're not going to have me believing that you actually want to beat this person. Sorry. So that's just what if so this thing, am I excited about the future today? Did they kind of assuage some of my initial concerns? Yes. Am I excited about a heel Rock? Yes. Do I think it's going to be a good match between night one and night two? Hell yeah. But if the story is not there to begin with, and you're not making me believe that Cody wants to rip this motherfucker's head off, then what are we doing? Like, you want to shake hand? You want to go on a parade? You want to collect stuffed animals at the
Well,
carnival?
Ben, you know what I think we should do is we should go into commercial.
Yes, I need a break from all this baby face bitch Cody isms. I don't know.
What else can I say but you're welcome.
Oh, God. We'll be right back, folks.
All right, we're back in. Ben, we have nothing else for SmackDown, right?
Right.
All right, so we're done with the week in wrestling. Ben, now I have to tell you before you do anything else, the New Japan World Cup ended on March 20th, and we have a winner.
Very cool.
We have Yota Tsuji is the New Japan World Cup champion.
Very cool.
And let me pull up the website real quick, see what the next event is. All right. Yes, there it is. Finals was Yota Tsuji defeating Hiroki Goto in the New Japan Cup 2024 finals. All right. All right, so the next event is actually tonight. It is the New Japan Academy Showcase 3 from the LA Dojo.
Very cool. What's the card look like?
I'm not seeing a card. I'll look for the results.
That's
tomorrow,
interesting.
Tomorrow. But then on March 3rd, there's a Sakura Genesis 2024, and I have the lineup for that. It's actually it goes from March 30th.
Oh my God.
To
holy crap.
What?
What in the frick?
What?
Hold on. Okay. It was fake. There was a account claiming to be Tony Khan that said Sheamus is all elite. I was like, what the hell?
Okay, Ben, why do you do that?
Well, I was...
Stop looking at fake news while we're doing a show.
Oh, just shush.
Then you get all excited and then it turns out to be nothing.
Oh, it was 2 seconds before I realized it.
And you cut me off anyway. And you cut me off. Now I lost my train of thought.
Aw.
Okay, so we have Sakura Genesis going from March 30th to April 6th, I believe. And then, of course, the event following that one is Windy City Riot.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
So, I mean, I could go over the opening day for Sakura Genesis on March 30th, just to give you an idea of what we're gonna get.
Okay.
Ben, what do you think we're gonna get on that card?
I'm not really sure, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what they have to offer. That's for sure.
No, when you see right, Sakura Genesis.
Well, I was too, but I have no idea what's going to be on that card.
We are going to get a whole bunch of tag team matches. In fact, the entire first day of March 30th is going to be all tag team matches.
Oh my God! Well, yeah, and see, that's why we're not covering it.
So that's pretty much just to give you an idea of what to expect for the following days afterwards. However, Ben, earlier today, I've got the categories for the Slammy Awards.
Okay, cool.
So let me just pull them up because this should be interesting. Let me see if I can find them here. We'll be back shortly. All right, Ben. So, Slammy Awards are back.
Oh, very good.
And we have the categories as follows with the nominees, okay? So, I'm going to give you the names and you pick who you think will win, okay?
Okay, very good.
Female Superstar of the Year nominees are Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Bayley, Io Sky, and Becky Lynch.
It's going to be Rhea Ripley.
I think Rhea Ripley as well. For Male Superstar of the Year, it will be nominees are Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Gunther's name is Walter.
Yes.
And Logan Paul.
I would honestly say Walter.
I think Logan Paul's gonna win.
Oh, well, don't speak such bullshit into existence.
Best entrance. Nominees are Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Bianca Belair, Seth Rollins, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, The Rock, and Dominic Mysterio from WrestleMania 39.
I'm sorry. What was the first one?
Cody Rhodes.
I'm gonna say Dominic Mysterio from WrestleMania 39.
Okay. The return of the year is the next category. Nominees are CM Punk, The Rock, Nia Jax, Randy Orton, and Naomi.
CM Punk.
Okay. Yeah, I think that one's gonna win for sure.
Nia Jax for Return of
Hey,
the
what's wrong with Nia
Year.
Jax?
Many things.
I'm waiting for a sequel to her saying, "My hole." We don't want that anymore. Stop.
What did I say about not speaking things into existence?
Okay, faction of the year goes. Nominees are Judgment Day, Alpha Academy, Imperium, The Bloodline, and Damage Control.
Judgment Day.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Judgment Day as well. I mean, Bloodline, okay, but I mean, how far can we go with the Bloodline?
Yeah, they've really
Where?
fallen off this year.
All right, next up we have the rivalry of the year, and the nominees are Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre, Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio, Bianca Belair versus Damage Control, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, R-Truth versus the Judgment Day.
Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much that's what everyone's talking about. Seems like everyone's talking about that and forgotten about the other ones.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the NXT Superstar of the Year. Ilya Dragunov, Carmelo Hayes, Lyra Valkyria, Tiffany Stratton, and Bron Breakker.
I'm gonna say Tiffany Triton.
I'm gonna go with Lyra Valkyria.
Okay.
Next up, we have Match of the Year. And we have Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest in the San Juan Street fight from Backlash. Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn from Elimination Chamber. Walter versus Chad Gable from the September 4th Raw. Asuka versus Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair from SummerSlam. And Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley, WrestleMania 39.
I'm gonna go with Gunther and Sami Zayn. I thought that was a really good match.
Okay. Gunther and Sami Zayn. You mean Chad Gable?
Oh yeah. I'm sorry, I thought you said Sami Zayn.
No, Sami Zayn and Roman is the other nominee there.
Okay. Well, I'm still gonna go with Gunther and Gable.
Okay. Next up, we have the OMG moment of the year. And nominees are Rey Mysterio punches Dominic, CM Punk returns to WWE, Io Sky cashes in the Money in the Bank contract, The Rock slaps Cody Rhodes, Damage Control turns on Bayley, and Cody Rhodes slaps The Rock.
The Rock slaps Cody Rhodes.
That's your OMG moment of the year.
Well, the easy answer would be CM Punk, but we already have him for
Yeah.
R Return of the Year.
Yeah.
So I
I
don't want to
mean,
have one thing winning two categories.
All right. I'm gonna go with the damage control turning on Bailey. I mean, that segment, the way that segment was done.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right, social start of the year. Your nominees are Grayson Waller, Logan Paul.
Why?
Logan Paul. Drew McIntyre, Chelsea Green.
Kill me.
Chelsea Green and Liv Morgan.
I'm not the guy to be answering that question. Who would you give it to?
I'm gonna go with Drew McIntyre. I mean, the way he's been going after Punk with that T-shirt.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I mean, next up we have the breakout superstar of the year, and nominees are Jey Uso, Tiffany Stratton, Pretty Deadly, Dragon Lee, and LA Knight.
Can you repeat that just one more time?
Jey Uso, Tiffany Stratton, Pretty Deadly, Dragon Lee, LA Knight.
I'm gonna go with Jey Uso. I think he really moved to the next level.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Tiffany Stratton.
Okay.
All right, so that's this for that one. We'll be back shortly because I'm gonna see if I can find that murder mystery thing or something similar here. Okay, Ben. I let you hear the video, but we're not gonna play the video because it wouldn't work for this show.
No,
But what I did find on here, because once I find these things, I delete them after we're done. So I found we're going to have our own Survivor Series match. You're going to have your team and I'm going to have my team. And we're going to make up our own Survivor okay. Series team. Are you ready?
Very cool.
All right. So for the first one, you know how it works and go.
Stop.
Okay, so your first one is Finn Balor.
Oh, that's not bad.
Do you wanna take these down? Are you gonna keep track of them?
No, I got them. Finn Balor. Okay.
Okay. So so you got them in your head?
Yeah.
All right. So now it's my turn. So let's see who I get. All right. Oh, okay. I got Pat McAfee.
Okay.
All right, sir. Sure.
I think Clay would be jealous.
Right. Okay. Are you ready for your second pick?
Yep.
And go.
So stop.
Ooh, you got Io Shirai.
Ooh,
or Io Sky. Io Sky.
Well,
it's Io Shirai, damn it.
I'm not hating on that one.
Okay, I'm very upset. All right, sure. Okay. It's my turn now, and here we go. One, two. Oh. You know what? I'm not upset because you got Io Sky, right?
Yeah.
I got Xia Li.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
All right, so I'll take that. All right, Ben, pick number three for you. Are you ready?
Yep.
And go.
Stop.
Oh, I already lost.
Who is it?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so now it's my turn. Hold on, let's see.
You have Pat McAfee and Xia Li.
Damn it. All right, well, hold on. I'm going to see who number three is. Oh, for crying. Are you kidding me? I definitely lost. I got Matt Riddle.
Holy
Shit.
oh, well, you're shit out
Oh, whatever.
of luck.
Hey, Ben, you have two more picks. Are you ready for your fourth?
Yep.
And go.
Stop.
Got shanky.
How dare you?
Okay, oh, all right, so let's see who my number four is. My number four will be. Oh, I got Shotzi.
Okay.
Okay. Your final pick, Ben, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, go.
Stop.
Oh, final pick. You got Brown Breaker.
That's a good team. Mine is
Let's
Shanky.
see who I get. My team already sucks as it is, for crying out loud. Good Lord. Okay, go.
Stop.
I got Dijak.
Whoops.
Whatever.
So,
You want to go over the teams?
I got Finn Balor, Io Sky, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shanky, and Bron Breakker.
And who do I have?
And Elio has Zia Lee, you have Matt Riddle,
Pat McAfee.
and you have
I have Pat McAfee,
wait a minute,
Zia
Zia,
Lee,
Pat McAfee.
Shotzi, Matt Riddle, and Dijak.
Yes,
Yeah,
so I
I
win, you
lost.
lose.
I lost. Whatever.
Hey, you're the one that wanted to play the game. Don't be a sore loser.
If it wasn't for Stone Cold Steve Austin, he messed it all up.
Oh, bitch.
Okay, so you know what? We'll save the murder mystery for the next show. Can we do
Yes.
everything now? What are we gonna do on the next episode, right?
Yep.
All right, we were going to do a tournament, but everything got messed up, and that's my fault because I put into four different lists and I thought it would work out, but it didn't. So we're gonna have a new one for you. We can definitely do that tag team tournament for sure. And Ben, we're gonna do the greatest wrestling theme tournament.
Cool.
Because I have those videos saved. I'm just gonna make a list, and there's a lot of repeats, so I'm just gonna only add their name in once, and we're all good.
Okay.
But for now, we're gonna get into Wrestling Roulette. I played 21 tracks, 10 seconds, and Ben has to guess which theme wrestler that theme belongs to, and we have the obstacles along the way. If a wrestler's theme shows up more than once in the rotation, it is minus 1 point. Ben, are you ready for your first one?
Yes, sir. Pass. I have not a clue.
That is Sylvain Grenier.
Yeah, I would have never got that.
All right, let's go to track number two. Here we go.
Brodus Clay.
No, it is not.
Brodus Clay and the Funkadactyls.
No, it's not. That's not what I have here.
Flash Funk, perhaps.
That is God's theme.
Oh my God, that is awful.
Ben, I swear, they literally have God's theme right there. What? Are you
Oh
serious?
my Lord, that is awful.
That is terrible. We know who to blame for that one.
Yeah, fuck you, Vince.
All right, number three.
If you're feeling lonely today.
Firefly Funhouse theme.
Yes. That is off of a CD called Cute Music for You.
Oh my
No,
God.
sorry, it's called Happy Songs, Volume 1, I'm guessing. Okay. All right, number four.
I'm the boogeyman, and I'm coming to get you.
The boogeyman.
The Boogeyman. All right, number five. Here we go.
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. Number six. Here we go.
Sheamus.
No, it is not.
Who was
It is the Brawling Brutes.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
All right, number seven.
If ET was a movie pedestal of my childhood, then that was a musical one. NWO.
Yeah, NWO. That's called Rock House. I didn't even know it had a name. All right, here we go.
A storm is coming.
She is debuting on SmackDown next week, Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill. All right, 8 and 5. Here we go. Number nine.
Pass, I don't know.
That is the Nightmare Sisters.
Jesus, I would have never got that.
All right, number 10. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Hello, ladies.
Val Venus.
Bitter ex-WWE star.
Yeah.
Have you read some of his tweets and stuff?
No, I haven't seen any of them.
No, I'm saying just in general. The guy's just like, I don't know. He's weird. All right, number 11.
I don't have a clue, bro.
That is Nikki Cross.
Pay attention, bitch. I've never heard that
It's called the Strangeling.
Well, that is very strange, so that's fitting.
All right, next number 12.
The New Day?
No, it's not. That is Reggie.
Oh, fuck right off.
We should be proud of yourself that you didn't get that.
Exactly. See?
However, should we go into break before you get cut off? Because I don't want to be doing this again, being in the middle, and now we get cut.
Okay, very good.
All right, we will be back to continue Wrestling Roulette after this. All right, we're back, and Ben, I think that was a first that we've had to go, or no, I think we've had to do that before we got into commercial during Wrestling Roulette.
I think we've had to do it once or twice before, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's better we do that because I'm not going to get cut off in the middle of the game.
Exactly.
So, your score is 6 out of 12 so far. So, you ready for track 13?
Yep. Sandman.
The Sandman. Yes. Okay, here we go. Ow!
Sable.
Sable. All right, number 15.
I'm not sure.
That is Jeannie McDonough.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
All right, number 16.
Pass.
That's Alundra Blaze.
Wouldn't have got that either.
That is terrible. Now that I'm hearing it, like, on my Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, that's not good.
All right, number 17.
Pass. I don't know that one either.
That is Priscilla Kelly.
Yeah, well. Yeah, there you go.
All right, number 18. Here we go.
Casey Canzaro.
No, that is Saray.
Okay, wouldn't I got that one either.
Do you remember her?
Very, very briefly.
Yeah. All right, number 19.
Dude, love.
How?
How?
And then Ben's answer is like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Wait, number 20, are you ready?
Yes.
Ben, what the fuck?
I don't pass, I am not close.
That is Tank Abbott.
What the fuck is that?
What is that?
Jesus Christ.
All right, number last one. Are you ready?
Yep. Sorry to end this on a sour note, folks, but I have no idea.
That is too much.
Since when? Fuck off.
That's their heel theme. When they went from Too Cool and they changed the name to Too Much.
No, you can't do that. No,
I can't do that. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Jim Johnson did, Jim. Why did you do this? You've upset my goals.
That's awful. Now I sound like a dying cat.
All right, you want to see, so your final score was 9. You want to see what track 22 would have been?
Sure.
All right, let's see what we had.
clue with that one either. So
that's Tegan Knox.
Yeah. Well, what can I tell you, folks? Tonight sucked, but you know, go back to last week. I really kicked ass last week, but
there's always episode 307.
Exactly.
But then we're bringing this week's show to a close.
Absolutely. I have no idea how long this one's going to be because we have to, like, we threw out the first recording, and then we have to edit the third one. I don't even know how long it's going to be, folks. But,
It won't be too long. I think Tuesdays has become long because we play the audio clips which tell the backstory of the matches and how they came to be.
Yes, and plus I ask a lot of questions and stuff like that. But either way, we'll make sure it's a good show for you. I still think we had some really good conversation, and we'll get the audio cleaned up for you vis-a-vis the audio technician of the show, Elio Canella. And
so Tuesday we are back with Tuesday Timeline. We have Survivor Series 1990, which was actually one of my favorites, especially the first match on there. Benny, will we review the lineup here for Survivor Series?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
All right, let me pull up the card here for Survivor Series, and I will also have a story for you.
Okay, cool.
About one of the matches on here.
And just a disclaimer, we have talked about the show on the podcast before, but not with the Tuesday Timeline format, so it'll be a much deeper dive.
All right, so here we go. All right, so there was a dark match on the card named Shane Douglas and Buddy Rose. Now, the first match...
That's a random match.
The first match is one of my favorites. The Warriors versus the Perfect Team. Then we have the Million Dollar Team versus the Dream Team. The Visionaries versus the Vipers. The Hulkamaniacs versus the Natural Disasters. The Alliance versus the Mercenaries. And then we have what was a tradition in the early Survivor Series. It was a final Survivor Series match where the winners from all the Survivor matches all competed in a Battle Royal type match.
Okay.
Or like a final Survivor match.
Oh, okay.
So like where we didn't have to have... It didn't have to be friends, it didn't have to be enemies. It was pretty much, it could have been 5-on-3, 4-on-3, 5-on-1.
So, absolutely.
And the winners, it didn't matter how many, it was just a random match with all the winners from each Survivor Series match competing.
Very cool.
So it's not like two members from the same team. They were all scattered around. So that's Survivor Series 1990, Tuesday night. And Ben, not going to tell you the movie, but I had to travel ahead into the future to see what movie was number one at the theaters that day. It's going to be a classic. A childhood classic. I loved it. I remember when this came out.
What a tease.
So you're going to love it. Fans are going to love it. And then that following Tuesday Timeline will be back with episode 307. The following Saturday. And wait, what's next Saturday? The Saturday is the 30th, right?
I believe so. Let me check. Saturday... Yeah, Saturday is the 30th.
So I think we may have to preempt the following Tuesday Timeline for WrestleMania.
Yeah. You know, but it's just, it is what it is. It's WrestleMania. And I meant to ask you, we can discuss it off the air, but we have to decide if we want to do one show or two for WrestleMania. So we'll figure that out. And in the meantime... enjoy this episode and any other past episodes if you're not caught up yet. Especially the Tuesday Timeline episodes. I'm really digging those. Make sure you guys check those out. And we'll see you next week.
While the sick get sicker, the profits from the people feed the poor another needle. The flames get bigger while the moths all shiver. The subsidizing evil with no budget for a sequel. The Prozac's gift.